Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Caroline Burt.
So about 5 years ago, my family and I took a cruise to the Bahamas. Now, this was my first ever cruise, so I was just so excited. We had caught the boat in Fort Lauderdale. I remember getting on the ship, seeing how big it was, looking at all the people. There were so many people my age, and it was just such a feeling of excitement. It's hard to even put it into words. It was our first night on the cruise ship, and my mom was begging me to go to the teen club. Now, me, I thought I was so cool at the time. I remember telling my mom, no, I would be caught dead at the teen club. I would never go there. Yeah, right. You're wishful thinking. I'm not going. But inevitably, I knew my mom would end up convincing me to go because what she says always goes. So I ended up mustering up the courage to go up to the top deck of the cruise ship to the teen club. It was nighttime and it was so beautiful. The energy was great. Everybody was excited and laughing. And as I walked into the teen club, I saw tons of kids my age. A bunch of people came up to me. We were talking, getting to know each other. And then I was approached by a guy by the name of Ryan. And now Ryan was a guy about my age, and we started talking. He was from a different area than I was. He was from Fort Myers, and I was from Palm Beach. So we lived about 2.5 hours away from each other on the opposite side of the state. We were talking all about our lives and what we like to do, and we really just clicked. We had very similar personalities. We would make each other laugh, and it was such a fun time. Now, because there was no cell service on the ship, I didn't get his phone number, and I was just hopeful that by the end of the night, I would see him again the next day. So the next day, I was in Nassau, and I happened to run into Ryan as we were getting off the ship and getting onto the mainland. I saw Ryan, and we waved hi, and we made a plan to meet later on that night at the teen club again. So we met again that night, and I remember walking on the top deck. You could feel the cool air from the ocean. It just felt absolutely wonderful on my skin with the beautiful stars in the sky. And you could hear the music and the people laughing downstairs. Everyone was having such a good time. I remember walking around with Ryan. I could hear The Piano Man by Billy Joel playing in the background. It was just an absolutely wonderful night. The next day, we had planned to meet at the island that we were stopping at and hang out the whole day together. Now, my family and I had already planned on going jet skiing that day, but the whole time I was jet skiing, all I could look forward to and all I could think about was seeing Ryan. When I finally saw Ryan, I remember walking all around the island, going to the shops, looking at the beautiful hair braiders and the beads and all the incredible things that they have in the island of the Bahamas. It was absolutely beautiful and it was such a fun day. But because I was so nervous and I obviously had a crush, I was too nervous to ask for his phone number. And at the time, there wasn't really any social media, so I couldn't have found him on social media. All I knew was his first name. So Ryan and I lost contact. 5 years later, I'm now a Florida Atlantic University student. I was at Starbucks like I usually am. And I had ordered my coconut latte like I usually do. And I can tell what my latte looks like from a mile away. So when the lady put the latte on the counter, I knew immediately that it was my latte. However, the lady yelled, "Ryan, Ryan," and Ryan came up and grabbed my latte. And I thought, okay, who is Ryan and why is he taking my latte? I mean, this is ridiculous. I was already not in a good mood. It was not a good start to the day. And now some guy named Ryan is stealing my latte. So I went up and grabbed the latte. Ryan and I's hands touched the latte at the same time. I looked up at Ryan, getting prepared to yell at him for taking my latte, when I noticed that this wasn't just any Ryan, but this was cruise ship Ryan. So I took a deep breath and I looked into his eyes, and it was the same eyes that I had seen 5 years ago on that cruise ship in the Bahamas. I couldn't believe that we're now at the same university, at the same Starbucks, at the same time, on the same day. It was just the craziest feeling ever. Since Ryan and I reconnected, we've been the best of friends. We hang out all the time, and we're really just catching up on the 5 years that we went without each other.
Caroline Burt with a cruise coincidence.
You think that this is a big world? This is a small world.
Now, did Ryan order the coconut latte, or did he mistakenly go up when he wasn't supposed to?
I believe what she was saying was that the barista got the order wrong and thought it was for Ryan when it was actually for Caroline, which is mind-blowing when you think that if she hadn't gotten the order wrong, they would never have met.
It's a coincidence.
It's an amazing coincidence. It almost gives you that sense of it was meant to be. Fate brought these two back together. You almost can't deny it.
I was questioning the relationship on the cruise ship because when Caroline was upset she didn't ask for Ryan's phone number, why didn't Ryan ask for Caroline's phone number?
I don't know how to answer that question. I really don't. All I would say is it wouldn't have been as good a story. And these things happen. People meet people. They think they're not going to see each other again. They think they're going to go separate ways. You know the old cliche of summer romance. This was a travel romance, a vacation romance. Who knows?
Well, I'm glad she met Ryan on the cruise because it made her little teen trip that much more enjoyable.
Yes, and the way she described it, she uses her voice in a really fun way, begging in tons, and she uses rhythm, so excited. She repeats that word excited, excitement over and over again to really make the point. And dearest to my heart, she uses a number of different senses. In this culture, we are very visual-centric, vision-centric. We describe what we see, and we forget that we experience things with our other senses, too. But Caroline talks about the feel of the cool air from the ocean. She talks about hearing Piano Man, Billy Joel's Piano Man. I mean, we really get a sense of the crush of all the people on board. We get a sense of this place because she is sharing the experience in a full way with us.
I also got the sense that in order to be cool, you don't want to hang out with other teenagers.
Well, yeah, I love the way she puts in that little dialogue there, right, to make it feel so alive. She says, I said to my mom, yeah, right, wishful thinking, I'm not going, you know, that kind of thing. Whenever we're telling a story, if we paraphrase what we said or somebody else said, we're getting it secondhand. Actually, we're getting the story secondhand anyway, right? This is an experience that is remembered. This isn't a play where we are recreating the experience. So we're already getting it secondhand. So it's so much more effective to say, and so I said, da-da-da-da-da-da, and he said, da-da-da-da-da-da. And she does that beautifully here.
It was kind of curious how the story was going to end, whether or not they did become friends or anything more or less than that.
I don't know where it's going to be in 20 years. We may want to check back in with Caroline and Ryan. But to my mind, the point is that this was a really nice relationship, whatever it is, and that has continued. This is the ultimate happy ending. One of the things I love about coincidence, true life coincidence stories, is if you see this in a movie, you'd say, yeah, right. But life works like this so often. And if we pay attention to things, and I was kind of kidding when I said the meant to be at the beginning of the story. I mean, there are so many times when these things don't work that the law of averages says that eventually you're going to meet somebody. There was a wonderful book I read years ago called Enumeracy by a mathematician. And he said, all the things that we think are amazing coincidences, actually, the law of averages, occasionally two people are going to fall in love who do have the same birthday.
For all we know, that could have been the fifth time that they were at Starbucks together, and they only could have missed each other by seconds, but would have never known because it wouldn't have been a coincidence.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, thanks, Karen, for bringing in that story. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email. I don't need a summary of the story, just your interest, and then I'll send you the instructions to C. Neil, C. N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at FAU.edu.
Further information and archive stories at our website at WLRN.org. Click Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.